Good evening and welcome to Public Media M1's English Language News Hungary Reports. I'm Haynal Katot with today's news from Hungary in the Carpathian Basin. Let's get started. The government would like to amend laws concerning immigration. They argue that the change is necessary because Hungary is under migrational pressure it's never seen before. Laws would be tougher regarding illegal border crossers. The Minister of Internal Affairs said on Wednesday that his colleagues have already foreseen what a huge problem immigration can cause, and so they've already prepared for a possible solution.
Dozens of migrants wait around Magyar Kanizsa in Serbia at a park near the city center. Officials send migrants who want to enter Hungary here and don't let them go further downtown. Almost 200 migrants arrive to the northern Serbian city daily. The locals have organized neighborhood vigilantes groups. These illegal migrants were able to cross the border illegally at dawn on Wednesday. They were caught on camera as 100 people hurried to the train station in Szeged.
Good morning.
Morning. Morning.
The Tisza River's flood basins have become illegal migrants' favorite route in the past weeks. Many try to avoid the patrolling police officers to reach the train station and then to travel further to Western Europe. Hello. And the group seen here is making its way to the refugee camps. Officials hold them back, most likely on Friday, since they requested asylum. According to the current regulations, the local immigration authority had no other choice but to direct them to the Vámosszabadi refugee camp. Police took action regarding 520 illegals only on Friday. The law amendment proposed by the Ministry of Interior could change the situation. According to their plans, people who apply for refugee status with irrelevant information in their forms, or those who arrive from a safe country, people who try to mislead authorities about their identity or citizenship, or destroyed or purposely lost their identification cards, or only handed in a request only to delay the expulsion, will have an accelerated process for their requests. The proposal would re-regulate the previous terms of immigrational custody, which was significantly suppressed by the EU. Chandor Pinterman, asked about closing of the Serbia-Hungarian border section, said that he has handed in a detailed plan at this week's government session. The Minister of Interior emphasized that the ministry has prepared for risks concerning illegal migration earlier.
The Secretary General of the UN, Ban Ki-moon, sent a thank you video message to President János Áder and every Hungarian. He gave thanks to the president for taking on an international role in promoting the worldwide climate protection program and also asked everyone to do everything they can against climate change. The video and more details can be seen at www.elubeugung.hu.
The year 2015 must be a time for global action to create a more sustainable future.
This is the message from the UN Secretary General to viewers through the webpage www.elubeugung.hu. Ban Ki-moon emphasized that the world's leaders need to understand that people want unfaltering measures to be made in order to stop climate change.
I thank His Excellency President János Áder for his leadership with the Climate Action Now campaign and for spearheading a campaign to collect electronic signatures in support of a successful outcome in.
A few weeks ago, the record heat in India caused the death of more than 2,000 people. Temperatures even passed 50 degrees Celsius. In the United States in May, hail, snow, and tornadoes swept through the southern states. In the Philippines, 4,000 people were evacuated because of a typhoon. The extraordinary weather caused huge damages in both countries. But the extreme weather conditions are not only a problem in other countries. Just a few days ago, in one part of Hungary, children tried to cool down in water fountains because of the heat. Meanwhile, in the capital, hazelnut-sized hail poured down unexpectedly. President's initiative in May was to launch the website and call attention to the increasingly threatening climate catastrophe. People who sign up on the website can join former U.S. Vice President Al Gore's cause. The objective is to collect 1 billion supporters before the World Climate Summit in Paris at the end of the year and to affect politicians, especially those from countries that have particularly high carbon dioxide emissions. Janos Adar said on Wednesday that if the participants of the summit don't come to an agreement, that may have unforeseen consequences. We can see the number of natural catastrophes grow clearly. The dramatic increase in the Earth's surface temperature, the temperature of ocean waters, and carbon dioxide levels is apparent. Our oceans are acidifying. We're having problems feeding the whole world. There are droughts in one place and flooding in others, said the president. More and more people, local governments, and non-governmental organizations are joining the president's cause.
The first group of children from Transcarpathia have left for Zanka. They've been invited to attend the week-long Erzsébet program children's camp, organized each year and funded by the government. Altogether, 2,200 children can vacation at Lake Balaton this summer in 10 groups. The Erzsébet Foundation's buses awaited the first group at Beregsurány on Wednesday morning. According to plans, the visitors from Vojvodina will also take part in sightseeing in the capital.
Our children will also be amongst those 5,000, and this is the perfect occasion for them to feel and understand that they also are a part of a unified Hungarian nation. And I hope that children's identity can grow stronger during this process so that they can stand on their own 2 feet sturdily and know who they are and where they come from.
There were huge crowds on Wednesday in Tihany at the Lavender Festival. Lavender was first brought to the Tihany Peninsula almost 100 years ago, and it seems that it's since again become trendy. Syrup, ice cream, palinka, food specialties, wedding bouquets, home decorations. Lavender is great for everything.
Aztán meglátjuk még, hogyha kedvet kapunk, akkor esetleg még szedünk hozzá egy-kettőt.
Hundreds of visitors picked lavender on Saturday at Tihany, Western Hungary. The festival Pick It Yourself Lavender Weeks, which was dedicated to the eye-catching herbs, is organized for the third time this year. The Balaton Uplands National Park planted the lavender field 18 years ago, hoping to bring back the awareness of the herb. The aim was to bring back the beautiful and unique culture of the herbs to the peninsula. Lavender has always played an important role in the history of Tihany. This is what we would like to show to the visitors, said the director. The herb does not like chemicals, so it is being grown organically at the peninsula, which almost has a Mediterranean climate. The Minister of Agriculture also picked from the lavender. Sándor Fazekas said, observations are great in Tihany because the lavender, which is produced here, can be found in several craft works. It's a very precious plant. It was planted more than 100 years ago in order to give work to the people in Tihany. It became world famous. A very good quality of essential oil can be produced out of it, said the minister. Aromatic water and essential oil, soaps, syrups, and dried lavender bouquets are everywhere. The festival, which hosts a craft fair and various programs, including a lavender harvest, folk concerts, and walking tours, will end on the 21st of June.
The Night of Museums is currently ongoing countrywide. The event awaits visitors with 2,000 different activities in Hungary and Transylvania. And as every year, it's not only museums that stay open, but also castles, open-air museums, zoos, thermal baths, and even a prison. More than 360 institutions are staying open for one night this year. The center of it all is Eger, and the main theme is Transylvania. The Hungarian National Museum was already open in the afternoon for kids who were taken to the world of dreams. Public media, as is tradition, has also joined the activities. MTVA awaits those interested in the history of television and radio in three different locations. The World Matyó Meetup is slowly coming to an end. The goal of the week-long event is to lure Matyó families scattered around the world back home. Even organizers were surprised by how many arrived for the event, from all around the world to Mezőkövesd. Not only people of Matyó descent, but also those interested in getting to know more about their traditions. An exhibit opened showcasing works of art made by Matyós around the world. As a finale of the event, participants will try to break the world record of most people dancing csárdás at the same time. And that was all for today from our team here at M1. Don't forget to tune in to Hungary Reports tomorrow night at around 11:45 p.m. Thanks for watching and good night.